This is Rabbi Nathaniel Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, January 30th, 2023. We continue on Yud Beis Siman Aleph 12a, the second section. It is the green text. The end of last week, we saw that Rav Chama allowed the bathhouse attendants of the Reish Galusa, right, of the governor, to work on Chol HaMoed, right, Amar, saying, explaining his position, came into Agar lo kashakle, because Agar is payment, right, money. They are not taking, shar yoye, who the kamish shar shule, they're just trying to curry favor, v'lay slumba, and that's not considered doing work, just by being the bathhouse attendant, so that the Reish Galusa will maybe look to repay the favor one day, that's not work, and therefore it's permitted. Tanu Rabbanan. Right, so a rabbi is taught, and here, right, based on Rashi, the English puts in that it is, we're talking about non-Jews are mekablin kibolas b'moed, la'asosa la'achar ha'moed, right? You can hire, right, a non-Jew can accept this kibolet, right? Kibolet is you do it by the job, not get paid by the day, on Chol HaMoed, to do it after Chol HaMoed. So you can hire a contractor on Chol HaMoed if they start to do work after Yantif, uvamoed asr, but on Chol HaMoed, it is indeed asr, even though they're doing contract work and not daily work, it is prohibited. Klolo shel davar, right? And this is, right, why they read back the non-Jew into the previous statement. Kol shehu osa, anything that you can do, omer the goy veosa, you can tell a non-Jew, and they can do it, right? So if you could do work on Chol HaMoed, you can tell a non-Jew they can do it. But since you can't do work on Chol HaMoed, b'chol she'eino osa, anything that you, a Jew, cannot do, eino omer l'goy ve'osa, you cannot tell a non-Jew and have them do it for you. And therefore, since you can't do work on Chol HaMoed, the non-Jew cannot either. Simply accepting the job, right, that's not an issue. But doing the actual work is an issue. Tanya, Idach, we have another braisa with a similar statement, right? Mekablin kibolas b'moed la'asos la'achar ha'moed, right? The non-Jew can accept this work to be done on Chol HaMoed, like the acceptance on Chol HaMoed la'asos la'achar ha'moed if you're going to do the work after Chol HaMoed, not after Yantif. Ubilvad, here's a little different than the previous right statement. Bilvan shelo yimdo v'shelo yishkol v'shelo yimnet, right? You can't measure, right? You can't in any way, shape, or form. You can't weigh. You can't measure. You can't count. Kederach shu ose b'chol, right? And putting together the details for the contract, so you can't maybe specify in the same way you would generally do it on a weekday. Tanu Rabbanan, right? Another thing that we have that are taught. Ein marbiin behema becholo shel moed, right? Laharbiya behema is to mate animals one with another, right? There's some physical exertion that you have to do to kind of get the animals together. I don't know the details, and I certainly wouldn't, I'm not sure I would Google that. But that, right, the mating of animals is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Ki yotze bo, right? Similarly, because it's considered work, which therefore can't be done on Chol HaMoed, ein marbiin bebechor, velo bepsulei hamukdashin. You also can't take an animal which is a bechor, right, which you're not allowed to work, and psulei hamukdashin is something which was sanctified, but then became possible. You're also not allowed to work them, and therefore, since you can't work them, you cannot mate them either, because that is considered work. Tanya Idach, we have another different braisa, ein marbiin behema becholo shel moed. You can't mate an animal on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, chamora shetava. If you have a female donkey that is, I guess, doing what donkeys do when they like to be mated, marbiin aleha azachar, you can bring a male donkey to her and I do whatever it is that farmers do to help them mate. Bishvil shelo titstanein, right? That she shouldn't. So titstanein literally means she shouldn't get cold, but it means she's like here. You know, she shouldn't cool off. She shouldn't cool off. The English says, which really means that cause a loss if she's not breeding at that time, and therefore you are permitted to do it. Usha'ar kol behemos, right? What about the other animals? So then simply machnis and oso levakrus, you bring them, they don't need the help, I really don't know the details, but you can just bring them into the bakar. The bakar is like the farm or the corral or whatever wherever you bring the animals into. You simply bring them into, right, if they're displaying that this is the time that they're ready, so you bring them into the pen, and they will take it from there. Tana Rabbanan, another thing that we are taught by the rabbis, ein midayrin lo b'shabbosos v'lo b'mitzvah v'lo b'chol shel moed. Right, the dayer is to bring an animal into, animals that have to go to the bathroom, right? You bring them into your field, and right, bingo, you get instant fertilization. Right, so you can't bring your animals into a field on Shabbos or Yontif or Chol HaMoed, right, for them to relieve themselves, because that's essentially going to be work in order to fertilize your field. We'll continue this thought tomorrow, but this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.